Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the ABC News Update is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confusion in Washington over the email sent by Elon Musk to thousands of federal workers asking them to send a bullet point list of their job duties. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Office of Personnel Management told leaders of federal agencies their workers are not required to respond to Musk's email. The Justice Department, State Department, and Defense Department all telling their employees not to reply. But the Treasury Department saying their employees should respond. The Department of Health and Human Services said workers can respond if they want to.
The president expressing hope that Russia's war in Ukraine is nearing an end. He met on Monday with French President Emmanuel Macron on the third anniversary of the invasion. President Trump says his tariffs on Canada and Mexico will begin starting next month. Thousands continue gathering in St. Peter's Square, praying for Pope Francis's health. He is still described as being in critical condition, but the Vatican says he improved slightly overnight. This is ABC News. Brick-and-mortar stores are closing down at a rapid pace. ABC's Michelle Franzen has the story.
Store closures in the U.S. so far this year have exceeded 3,000, according to CoreSite Research, up 420% in 2025 compared to this time last year. One of those big brick-and-mortar stores, Joann Fabrics, announced it's shuttering 800 locations after filing for bankruptcy in January. That includes 19,000 employees. Big Lots, Party City, Macy's, and Walgreens are also closing locations nationwide. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Denny's is the latest restaurant chain to start charging extra for eggs, the charge varying from city to city. Waffle House has already done that, charging an extra 50 cents per egg. Apple shareholders today are considering a proposal from a conservative think tank to scrap Apple's corporate diversity initiatives. Apple management says diversity programs are an integral part of the company's culture. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I was taking a shower last weekend and the water stopped. I hollered out, "Hey, the water stopped!" Call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Their service is so good and so fast, I'm just going to wait here in the shower.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions is really good and really fast. When you need water, and who doesn't, remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488.
See if Larry can bring me some soap.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Our bulk food department is a destination for those who like to create tasty treats at home. From flour to spices and from nuts to sugar to dried beans, our bulk food is fresh, conveniently packaged, and reasonably priced. And we have lots of organic and specialty items that you won't find at your big box stores. We hope to see you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to receive our daily specials.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Highland Boys basketball team came from behind to win their 20th of the season with an 89-55 victory over Riverdale last night. Other boys' games, Darlington 77, River Valley 50, Fenimore 63-36 over Waseca Steuben, Seneca 86, Pecatonica 40, Royal 52, Hillsboro 29. Dodgeville beat Cuba City 75-66. La Crosse Logan over Prairie du Chien, 71-53. Lancaster, 83. Iowa Grant, 63. Westby over Kickapoo, 52-45. Viroqua beat DeSoto, 57-52. Also a win for Mineral Point over New Glarus, 63-43. The WIAA girls basketball tournament gets underway this evening with many games around the state of Wisconsin. The winners will play on Friday night in the regional semifinal. Veteran outfielder Mark Canha has signed a minor league deal with the Milwaukee Brewers that includes an option to be at Major League camp. The move announced Monday. It continues the two-time defending National League Central champions' attempts to boost their depth after outfielder Blake Perkins fractured his right shin during batting practice. Yesterday, the Brewers lost to Seattle 12-8. Also, several games were rained out in Arizona. Texas was a winner over the White Sox 11-3. St. Louis 7, the Mets 4, and the Cubs top San Diego 10-5. In the NBA, Denver over Indiana 125-116. Chicago 142, Philadelphia 110, Detroit 106, the Clippers 97, Washington 107, Brooklyn 99. Atlanta beat Miami 98-86. In overtime, Minnesota topped Oklahoma City 131-128. Portland 114, Utah 112. Sacramento 130, Charlotte 88. From college basketball, Michigan in a low-scoring game over Nebraska, 49-46. From the NHL in overtime, Winnipeg 2, San Jose 1, and Los Angeles 5-2 over Vegas.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
A high of 46 today with sunshine for tonight. Cloudy, scattered light rain likely, and it looks like a low of 33. Wednesday, 45 with scattered light showers ending. And Thursday, 42 with a small chance of flurries and sprinkles. Friday, 54 with a passing sprinkle possible. We've had a passing sprinkle or shower in the overnight hours. 2/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday, a trace since midnight. And right now in Richland Center, our temp has fallen to 28 degrees. There could be some slippery travel in the area, so do drive with care today as you head out and about.
Cowboys.
Graham on WRCO Radio. Hello, Texas. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Phil Nee with you today. Things are going along smoothly, cutting through the morning here today. Good to have you along. And the beginning of the WIA girls basketball tournament tonight. The Badger men's basketball team gets back to action as well. So lots of sports to look forward to and anticipate today. We'll check the schedule coming up in about a half hour today. This is Rodney Crowell.
Cause we talked about it, didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Caroline. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Cole Swindell on WRCL and Forever to Me. 6:16 the time on a Tuesday morning, and the temperature continues to head in the wrong direction. Right now, it is 27 degrees in Richland Center. We started out this morning at 40. In fact, when I arrived this morning, we were at 34. So it's been falling fairly rapidly here over the course of the last couple of hours anyway. The 2025 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held in April. The public registration for the Boscobel Mobile Food Pack begins this week on Thursday. 7 packing shifts are planned this year with 100 volunteers needed per shift. Teams are divided into age groups of 10, so it's helpful but not necessary to have 10 to be your team size. Contact give.fmsc.org/Boscobel to register. Financial donations to the Boscobel Mobile Pack can also be made at give.fmsc.org/Boscobel.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
The sun's gone.
around since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause we need you, but I got friends like that. It's alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good.
John Morgan and Jason Aldean on WRCO Radio, and Friends Like That, with Friends Like That, Who Needs Enemies? Enemies, that's right, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're coming up toward 6:30 news, weather, and sports today, and we'll be checking out some notes on today along the way through the day. Looks like no delays or cancellations today, but we can tell you there are a few slippery stretches out there, so allow the extra time that you can use to get there safely today. Lone Rock American Legion and Auxiliary will host its annual Cabin Fever Dance on Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Building. The day will include bingo at 11, a live auction at 1, a silent auction dinner, and the Crossfire Band from 4 until 7. That's coming up this weekend already. Also, First Baptist Church in Richland Center will host the World Day of Prayer. That's Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Brooks and Dunn right now with Jelly Roll on FM 100.9.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time, I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raised my finding more and more.
us off at college. Talking to Mom on the phone one night. Getting all caught up on the gossip. The ins and outs of the small town life. Settle by the wayside. Old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side,
other side.
It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eyes. He said, I raise my hands, raise my hands, bow my head, a man in more and more truth. The words written in red tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see.
I can't quote the good book, don't know the chapter or the verse,
but you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live,
this can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't.
Brooks and Dunn hit some years ago and then resurrected with their duets with some of the popular artists of the day, Jelly Roll and Brooks and Dunn with Believe. Coming up next, a news, weather, and sports update on the radio today.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in, no appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Corten Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for some sunshine later. Still some warm temperatures, maybe not as warm as yesterday, but a high up to 46 degrees. Overnight, a little bit of a light mist, a light rain that has caused for a few slippery spots this morning. There are no delays or cancellations from the area schools or community events. Right now, we're at 27 degrees.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. In Madison, a Democratic lawmaker proposes legislation giving farmers the right to repair their equipment. State Senator Brad Paff of Onalaska says farmers are currently prohibited from making repairs or having local shops do the work on tractors and combines they purchase. He's seeking bipartisan sponsors for the bill. Paff says it allows the owner of that farm equipment to be able to repair that farm equipment while also protecting the intellectual property of manufacturers. Attorney General Josh Call recently added the state of Wisconsin to a lawsuit against Deere and Company related to the right to repair. You might be seeing some advice or tricks online on how to beat your taxes, but don't believe everything you say. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says there are no magic steps around not paying your taxes, and that filling out strange tax forms or signing documents and sending them to random places is a good way to get yourself scammed or to have your tax refund stolen. You can find out about filing your taxes and then file for free online at irs.gov. Two people are dead in Monroe County because of a home gas leak.
Monroe County deputies say that was after somebody called 911 to report a strong smell of natural gas when they checked on people inside the home in the town of Oakdale on Sunday. Emergency crews shut off the gas to the house and attempted to rescue a child found inside, but were unsuccessful. A man and two pets were also found dead. It's unclear how that leak started, but foul play is not suspected. The names of the victims have not been released. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Multiple emergency services responded to that scene, including Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Oakdale Fire Department, Toma Ambulance, Monroe County Medical Examiner, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. For several years during the existence of the UW-Platteville-Richland campus, the Richland School District was allowed to use the campus gymnasium and adjoining fields for its use. Since the UW system rescinded its presence at the campus, the school district has been working with Richland County to establish a way to continue to use these facilities. It was reported at last night's Richland School Board meeting that the district recently received a memorandum of understanding from County Attorney Michael Wendell for review. The Board of Education approved the MOU, which is similar to previous MOUs with the campus. Respective leaders from both the Richland School District and the Richland County will be signing the MOU, thereby making it effective. Brian Jones, Director of Operations and Maintenance for the Richland School District, gave an update to the board on the concession stand fire at the sports complex. The insurance adjuster told the district it is not likely that the building will be completely repaired and available for the spring athletic seasons. Alternative plans will be discussed and made for water, electricity, storage, bathrooms, and concessions. Sean Josem provided a brief overview of the district's special education, covering key topics such as important acronyms, the differences between IEPs and 504 plans, and the district's special education demographics. The report also highlighted the work of special education staff and celebrates students' recent academic achievements. Center Cinema will host an independent filmmaker, Nathan Deming, today for a special viewing of his film called February.
I'm trying to do this crazy thing of making a film for every month of the year all set in Wisconsin. And it's inspired by this series called The Decalogue, where a Polish filmmaker made a film for every one of the Ten Commandments, and they're all about an hour long, so that's about how long my films are. And I'm going in order, so I'm on February right now, so you can guess what comes next. But yeah, they're all standalone films, but they all intersect and overlap, and I think will tell a larger story. But I just think we have so many interesting personalities, characters, and just, I guess, plain stories to tell in Wisconsin. I'm just so excited. And another big thing we have in Wisconsin that they don't have in California, where I've lived for 10 years now, is the seasons. The months are so pronounced here. I'm just really excited by how they'll all start to line up together, you know, once you have June next to February or July, you know, and just also kind of tell the story of nature as well.
February follows a Latino immigrant struggling to fit in.
Like a lot of people, doesn't like Wisconsin in February, and he's from a different climate, and nothing seems to be kind of getting him out of his funk until he finds ice fishing, and then he goes out for kind of very memorable night on the ice with a coworker of his brother-in-law. And so I'm mentioning all that because a majority of the cast is Latino and came from Los Angeles to be in the film, but this ice fisherman character, very much a Wisconsinite. I couldn't find anybody as I was casting throughout Wisconsin, in Chicago, you know, bigger cities nearby, and I couldn't find anybody. So eventually I just threw up an ad on Craigslist, and this amazing man replied, or actually his wife replied, because I put my Craigslist ad was looking for a crazy ice fisherman, and then his wife responded, "That's my husband," and sent me a photo, and I was like, oh, this is perfect. So he's he's not an actor, but he does a great job in the film and holds his own against all these other professional actors really well.
Two showings of February will be held today at Center Cinema in Richland Center at 2 o'clock and at 6 o'clock. Admission will be free, and there will be a Q&A afterwards with the filmmaker, Nathan Deming. Wisconsin DOT says the scheme starts online as a fake website or social media profile claiming to be a Wisconsin dealership. The fake online storefront will include stock images or even photos of real Wisconsin dealerships to make it seem legitimate. It's a method of fraud, which is known as dealer cloning. And to avoid it, you can look for spelling or grammatical errors. Research the dealership ahead of time and review Wisconsin DOT's active dealer list to verify licensed dealers. More information, including what to do if you fall victim to one of these scams, can be found on Wisconsin DOT's website. An education consultant, Brittany Kinzer, is moving on to April's general election following last week's second-place primary finish for state superintendent of public instruction. On a call with reporters, Kinzer said standards have been lowered under incumbent Jill Underley. Underley has defended the changes made to DPI test standards. Incumbent Jill Underley says she remains committed to advocating for better local public schools so every kid can get the best education. The two will be on the April 1st ballot.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Today, sunshine to partly cloudy and mild conditions, a high of 46. Also for tonight, a low of 33 with scattered light rain likely late. And then tomorrow, a high of 45. We've had scattered light rain since last night. All total in the last 24 to 48 hours, 2/100ths of an inch of rain. We received just some mist since midnight, but there are some slippery areas in the area today. Right now, the overnight low and the current reading after the high yesterday of 53 is 28 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. It was a busy sports night last night. We'll check out the schedule for this evening as well. And the Bucks get back to action. Also, it will be the Badgers getting back to it after a tough loss on Saturday.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Highland boys basketball team won for a 20th time on the season with an 89-55 win over Riverdale last night. The Cardinals had to come back to win it. The Chieftains were leading 34-30 at halftime and were up 40-34 before Highland came storming back with a 13-0 run on the way to a 20-3 record on the season. Riverdale fell to 4-19. Wes Kreisinger led all scorers with 30. He made 12 of those points from the free throw line. Michael Esser had 19. Caden Washa totaled 15. Bennett Smith and Jack Terrell each had 10. Riverdale was paced by Bevan Dennis with 21. Henry Drone scored 12. Owen Blankenship added 11. The Chieftains won the JV game 37-30 over visiting Highland last night. Both teams have one game left in the regular season. Riverdale will host Darlington in the final game, and it will be Belmont doing battle at Highland on Thursday. The WIAA tournament for boys basketball begins next Tuesday night, March 4th. Darlington was a winner over River Valley, 77-50. Fenimore over Waseca Steuben, 63-36. Seneca beat Pecatonica, 86-40. It was Royal, 52. Hillsboro, 29. Dodgeville over Cuba City, 75-67. La Crosse Logan got the win against Prairie du Chien, 71-53. Lancaster, 83-63 over Iowa Grant. Westby, 52. Kickapoo, 45. Viroqua, 57. DeSoto, 52. Nasita, 64. Waniwak Center, 53. It was Bangor, 84-49 over Cashton. And Mineral Point, 63. New Glarus, 43. North Crawford over Black River Falls, 77-59. The WIAA girls basketball tournament gets underway this evening. Teams will play tonight. The winners will move to Friday night, and those winners will move on to Saturday night to cap off the regional. Games include North Crawford at River Ridge and Highland at Ithaca, which we'll have on WRCO tonight. Waseca Steuben hosts Seneca, and Boscobel is at Belmont. DeSoto hosts Potosi-Cassville, and Royal at Hillsboro. Lafarge is at Oliva Strom. Action in Division 4 this evening. Riverdale is home to Parkview, and Lancaster will be home against Iowa Grant. Westby at Darlington. New Glarus is hosting Fenimore. And in Division 2 girls basketball playoffs, River Valley is home against Dodgeville, and Richland Center makes the trip to Broadhead as well. There are just a few boys games tonight, including Poinette playing at Mauston. It's also Weston hosting Wisconsin Heights, and Portage plays at Richland Center for boys basketball. Guard John Tanjay has averaged almost 25 points a game for the Badgers since January 21st. No Division I college player is matching that pace. He has a chance to become the first Wisconsin player to average over 20 points a game for the whole season in 30 years. The team will look to its leadership tonight when the Washington Huskies arrive at the Kohl Center. The Huskies are last in the Big Ten standings with a 4-12 conference mark, 13-14 overall. Coach Greg Gard says they can't dwell on a loss to Oregon.
It will be a good learning experience for us. If it hasn't been already, we've gone through the film. But then you got to flush it, right? You can't dwell on it. And as I said to the team, I said, we didn't have a parade last week when we beat Purdue, right? We're not going to have a funeral today when we lost. You have to keep it in balance.
the comments of Coach Greg Gard as they get ready for action tonight. Marquette is searching for its mojo after four losses in six games. The Golden Eagles started the season at 6-0 in the Big East, but now have split 10 games since then. They host Providence tonight at Fiserv Forum. And the Packers are the first NFL team to propose the so-called tush push be banned. That proposal has been submitted to the league's competition committee. The Super Bowl champion Eagles have used the controversial play successfully many times. That's an update on sports on a Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, baby. Let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you wanna know me, all you need to know is I lie sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stub. In a towing camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get, what you see is what you get. That's right, yeah. I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. In a towing camo, that's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. Find myself a mud hole, go and get stuck. In a towing camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. My dreams have gone above, high on a mountain of love.
And the Mountain of Love from WRCO Radio. It's now 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And right now, an east wind around 3. It's 27 so far, the overnight low. A little hint of sunshine coming through there as the skies are starting to clear this morning.
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from February the 24th. We had 397 head today, 67 head of fat cattle day. High-yielding choice Holstein steers, 173 to 183. Choice Holstein steers, 162 to 172, and select unfinished steers and heifers, 161 and down. 99 head of slaughter cows today. The top 20% bring 129 to 143, the middle 60, 105 to 128, and the bottom 20% 104 and down. 7 bulls day. Most bulls 140 to 169. 222 calves today. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 600 to 730. The quality Holstein heifer calves 550 and down. Quality beef calves 450 to 1,000, and the light pork quality calves 200 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great day.
This Wednesday at 11:30, the Richland Cattle Center will feature a quality 30-cow Holstein milking herd from Vernon County. These cows are milked in a stall barn with an SCC count between 100 and 200 and are bred back to Angus bulls. Also selling 12 parlor and freestall cows, all AI sired and bred with official DHI testing. Most have freshened within the last 90 days and are in their first, second, or third lactation. As always, the weekly run will include fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. All cattle can be viewed prior to the auction, and lactating cows are milked after the sale to ensure udder health. Trucking is available, and overnight care is provided. Join them this Wednesday at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30, and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So the times, they will be a-changing there. In fact, coming up March 1st, it appears, at least in the extended forecast, that March will come in like the proverbial lamb that has been used in folklore for a long, long time. March comes in like a lion. It'll go out like a lamb, meaning milder weather, but sometimes vice versa. Sometimes when we're trying to play baseball in early April, and we have the remnants of March going out like a lion. Well, we'll see. Certainly the time's changing. More daylight as we get into the evening hours, or toward the evening hours now, which is cool. And it won't be long. Daylight saving time will get underway when most Americans adjust their clocks ahead by 1 hour. That is coming up on Sunday, March 9th. So that's not too far down the road either, is it? It's On Time Morning in Southwest Wisconsin, 27 at WRCO. Here's Lainey Wilson.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you, babe, in the bayou to Kentucky, city to the country, from here to Timbuktu. Boy, after a long day, you know there ain't no wrong way to drive my crazy, crazy in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us today. It is 7 o'clock and time now for a news update from ABC, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. Currently at 28 degrees, the time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM-trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some